Chapter 4, Storehouses of Heaven. I believe Jesus Christ revealed heaven to me as he did in the order to give me balance. He knew that I had been through many visits to hell, and experiencing hell was so horrible that he gave me a blessing of seeing heaven. On one of my visits to heaven, I was shown God's storehouses. We began to go up higher through the atmosphere and went through the entrance to heaven again. I saw trees with beautiful fruit. I saw families dressed in beautiful robes walking up and down the hillside, praising God. The environment was saturated with the most beautiful music you would ever want to hear. Heavenly music is a manifestation of joy. It is evidence of happiness. Heaven was like a symphony of music. Imagine, if you can, millions of perfectly pitched voices sweetly singing the melodies of heaven. Not a single one was off key. Everything was in perfect harmony. String instruments provide beautiful accompaniment, along with trumpets and other kinds of musical instruments. They all blended with the voices of the redeemed saints who were praising God with rapturous joy. The tones of the instruments, like the singing voices, had been purified and made perfect by the power of Almighty God. Wave after wave of unbelievable anthems of praise billowed over the landscape and through the streets of heaven. I remember going with him through an area that was the greenest grass imaginable. There were huge clusters of flowers in certain parts of the grass. The flowers were splendid and looked somewhat like roses. Each plant had at least one bloom consisting of beautiful petals. Traveling on with the angel, we passed a place where there were beautiful white horses. These horses looked as noble as marble chess pieces. They looked as if they were huge statues that had been chiseled out of boulders, but they were real and alive. Their hooves were gigantic. They were very regal. A woman dressed in a beautiful robe was smiling and talking to the horses, directing them to bow their knees in praise to God. All of them at the same time bowed their right knees and praised the Lord. Suddenly, I could no longer see the angel with me, but there stood Jesus. He wore a robe that was distinctive from the robes of others. His piercing eyes were beautiful. He had what looked like a neatly trimmed beard and very thick hair. I remember looking at him and thinking that the tenderness in his eyes is beyond a writer's description. The loveliness of the Blessed Savior was awe-inspiring and wonderful. Everything within me wanted to praise him, to worship and bow before him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Glory and power billowed all around him. I noticed Jesus' eyes had taken on a troubled look. I asked him, "Jesus, what is it?" "Child, look." He waved his hand toward a building where I saw a large opening. From the opening, glory and power billows came streaming out. "Child, do you see the healings in these storehouses?" "Yes," I said. "All of these blessings await the people of God. The sufferings in this life are indeed tragic. How much sickness, disease, physical affliction, deformity, and similar ills people suffer here. Sickness is a corruption of God's will. It is an unnatural element in the economy of God. It does not originate with God. It does not come from heaven. Sin is from an evil source, not a good source. In heaven with perfect bodies, we will rest in Christ with no more pain or physical affliction. Still, he wants us to be healed now. Although sickness is part of the curse of sin, Jesus has lifted the curse for believers through his atonement for sin. Jesus spoke to my spirit. "Child, when you pray for somebody on earth, pray for them in my name. Remember that you don't do the healing. I do. Ask me to heal an eye or a leg, and I will do it. Ask me to straighten crooked limbs or heal sick bodies, and I will heal them. Whatever you want me to do, ask in my name, and I will do it. I have the answers waiting in these storehouses." Jesus emphasized that the blessings in these storehouses were his people. and for sinners on earth. I remembered that he said that very soon there would be an avalanche of healings in the world. As we grow older, our bodies begin to wear out or deteriorate. This is a natural side effect of sin, and we will never be entirely free from these consequences. But God doesn't desire that we spend our latter years bedridden and ineffective. He wants us to keep active and productive. Jesus died so we could be made whole. Jesus Christ suffered for the healing of our bodies. Our privilege, our blessing, and our hope for wholeness and wellness are in Jesus. He is the hope for our physical well-being. There are storehouses of unclaimed blessings in heaven. They are ready to be claimed by God's people who ask in faith and in the name of Jesus.